This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Later in the program, the rise and fall of one of the most powerful African Americans in corporate America and an activist's call for a day of no spending. But first, illegal immigrants in Oklahoma are bracing for broad legal changes that, if not stopped by a pending lawsuit, will take effect tomorrow. Earlier this year, the Oklahoma legislature passed what many consider one of the toughest bills in the country aimed at discouraging illegal immigration, making it a felony to shelter or transport an illegal immigrant. It also ensures that illegal immigrants won't be able to get state ID cards or public benefits or tuition benefits for state colleges. Employers who hire illegal immigrants could be open to legal action, and police will have the power to check on immigration status. The lawsuit aimed at stopping this measure is headed for the courts today. The National Coalition of Latino Clergy helped start a legal fund, and it's fighting for an injunction to keep the law from being enforced. William Sanchez is the president and lead attorney for the Legal Defense Fund. He joins us on the phone from Tulsa. Also with us, Oklahoma State Representative Randy Terrell. He's the sponsor of the bill. He called it the Oklahoma Taxpayer and Citizen Protection Bill. He's on the phone with us from outside Oklahoma City. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Great to be with you, Michelle.
Happy to be here, Michelle.
Representative Terrell, if we could start with you. I mentioned some provisions of the new law in my introduction, but in a nutshell, what's your intention with this law? What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, I think that you hit on it. The purpose of it is to discourage illegal aliens from either coming to or remaining in the state of Oklahoma. The reason for that is because they cost Oklahoma taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. In addition to that, it's created a situation of some lawlessness here, particularly with regard to our crime and gangs and drugs and narco trafficking and illegal alien prostitution rings and illegal alien horse gambling operations that have recently been busted up here. So we're talking about a problem that is significant, that is pervasive, and that is increasing. House Bill 1804 was designed to address those concerns.
And briefly, Representative, how do you know that illegal immigrants are costing what you said is hundreds of millions of dollars? Illegal immigrants also work and generate economic activity. They also pay taxes, sometimes under admittedly false Social Security numbers. They pay sales taxes and so forth. How do you know they're costing more than they're generating in economic activity?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. As the chairman of the House Revenue and Taxation Committee, I have an interesting perspective and ability to ask the tax commission for those numbers. They do pay in income tax under what are called ITIN numbers. The tax commission estimates the total amount paid in under all ITIN numbers, not just by illegal aliens, but by people who are using those legitimately, is a little more than $11 million or so. Extrapolated sales tax paid in off of that is a little more than $9 million. So even if we give illegal aliens the entire benefit of the doubt, they contribute to Oklahoma's economy only about $21 million. The study that we did leading into House Bill 1804 indicated that the direct cost of illegal immigration to the state is just over $200 million per year. The indirect cost is about two to three times that amount. And frankly, there are some unquantifiable things in there. Like, I don't know how you put a value on an illegal alien raping, robbing, or murdering somebody. And by the way, that also doesn't count the cost to private individuals, say, who get smashed into by an uninsured illegal alien out on the interstate, or to private businesses, the biggest cost component of which are illegal aliens seeking non-emergency medical care in our hospitals, which literally is killing the OU Medical Center.
Mr. Sanchez, your turn. What's your main objection to the bill? And if you have some objection to the numbers just cited, we'd like to hear that also.
Sure. The main objection to the bill is straightforward. It's a violation of the Supremacy Clause. Federal law is an immigration issue. Other courts in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, Escondido, California, Farmers Branch in Texas, and many other courts for years, including the Supreme Court, have indicated that if the field is occupied by Congress, such as immigration, like foreign policy, then the states are not to get involved in it. And clearly, the field has been occupied by Congress, especially the area of employment of aliens. And they have a provision in the law that creates a new cause of action against an employer who fires someone and then but keeps on an illegal alien. That new cause of action cannot stand. It's not going to withstand constitutional muster because it violates the Supremacy Clause. If we allow that, then we're going to have 50 different immigration laws all over the country by 50 different states. And as far as the numbers are concerned, I can understand what Mr. Terrell is referring to, but other statistics, very thorough reports done by the American Immigration Lawyer Association and other institutions shows that actually illegal aliens benefit the economy. And it's billions of dollars that are paid through the ITIN number and also through valid Social Security numbers. So I think the state of Oklahoma is jumping the gun and saying that clearly illegal aliens do not provide benefits or that the costs outweigh the benefits.
Mr. Sanchez, if you stay with me for a minute, Mr. Terrell and Oklahoma are not the only jurisdictions who are seeking this kind of law. And one of their arguments is that this just clarifies the existing law and adds enforcement power. Employers aren't supposed to be hiring illegal immigrants anyway, that illegal immigrants aren't eligible for certain public benefits anyway, and that this state law merely clarifies what the federal government has already established and also enforces what the federal government should be enforcing but isn't. What do you say to that?
Well, what I say to that is it doesn't just clarify. First of all, it's not the responsibility of the state to clarify federal law. And clearly, with HB 1804, there's been the creation of new immigration law that will only be applied within the state of Oklahoma. And that goes against the Supremacy Clause. Immigration is a national issue and needs to be regulated by the federal government. We understand that there are some problems that exist, and there are some illegal aliens, just like there are citizens that commit crimes. But there are laws in place already to deal with that. There are laws in the state of Oklahoma that deal with somebody who commits a crime. But the state of Oklahoma cannot create a new immigration task force in order to apply its own immigration laws. If not, then there's going to be incredible confusion around the country because other states are essentially trying to do the same. And up to now, there hasn't really been any courts that have allowed states or municipalities to create these new immigration laws.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News, and we're talking about a new law in Oklahoma intended to crack down on illegal immigration by denying public benefits to illegal immigrants. Mr. Representative Terrell, some argue that this bill is open season on Oklahoma's business community, that anybody could sue a business claiming that an illegal immigrant took his job. What do you say to that?
Well, I say that that is not the case, and if that were true, you would have a number of other lawsuits for a whole variety of things that are opened up, from wage claims to not having workers' compensation insurance to all sorts of workplace safety violations. It's all the same process that goes through there: race discrimination, age discrimination, and you don't see a proliferation of those type of claims. And so I doubt you'll see a proliferation of these economic discrimination type claims. I want to go back to Michelle real quickly, and I want to address what is a clear falsehood that is being perpetuated by the Immigration Lawyers Association and by ConLamic, and that is that this is somehow preempted under federal law. Real quickly, I don't know if Mr. Sanchez is an attorney or not, but there are clearly two big pillars of federal preemption. Those are the bright lines that states cannot cross. The first one is that states cannot, quote unquote, regulate immigration. Now, that's not a layman's term. That is a legal term of art. And it means that states don't get to decide who comes into the country, under what grounds they get to come here, and under what grounds they get to remain here. But we can, quote unquote, cooperatively enforce federal immigration law. And in fact, the federal government encourages the states to do that under 287G and similar programs. And that's exactly what House Bill 1804 is. It's a cooperative enforcement of federal immigration law. The second big pillar, just so everyone knows, is that states can't make their own independent, quote unquote, determinations as to who is and who is not an illegal alien. We can merely, quote unquote, verify using federal electronic databases. And that's exactly what we do. We use the federal definitions of who is an illegal alien, and we use four different federal electronic databases in 1804 to verify status for everything ranging from employment eligibility to whether or not somebody is a criminal alien to whether or not they are eligible for public assistance or entitlement.
Okay, I'm going to ask
Mr.
Sanchez is an attorney. I'm going to ask him to reply, and I'm also going to ask both of you gentlemen if you would try to avoid jargon as much as possible, because all of our listeners aren't going to remember what 1804 is and things of that sort. So, Mr. Sanchez?
Yes, I've been practicing in immigration law for 20 years and just had the honor of serving the White House and the Department of Justice in immigration and civil rights. So my opinion is that 1804 does actually apply a new immigration law for the state of Oklahoma. It is entering the field of immigration. It is not just mirroring federal immigration law. By creating a new cause of action against an employer who fires a United States citizen and allowing that United States citizen to file a discrimination claim against the employer if they're still an undocumented worker, that's basically the creation of a new cause of action that does not exist in federal immigration law. That's new immigration law that the state of Oklahoma is attempting to create, and it will not be allowed by the Supremacy Clause. I understand what Representative Terrell is saying.
Hold on a second, Representative Terrell, let's get back to some of the core issues, because I understand that what you're fighting over is what the proper jurisdiction is, but I want to get to some of the broader questions that I think other states will be addressing. Representative Terrell, I did want to ask that I think it's pretty clear that the government looked the other way for years in enforcing immigration law. I don't think anybody really disputes that question. There was very little enforcement in recent years. But do you think it's fair now to impose such stringent costs on illegal immigrants and on business people who may have hired them when for years they had really no reasonable expectation that the law was going to be enforced? Do you think that's fair?
I do think it's fair. Listen, the states have always been the great laboratories of democracies, whether it is with regard to immigration reform, which happens to be the current trend, or whether in the immediate past it's been welfare reform, whenever the federal government has created a vacuum, either because they can't or won't act in an area, states have stepped in to fill it. And so I don't think anyone should be surprised that states are stepping in to do so. You're absolutely right. It's clear that the federal government has absolutely and utterly failed to protect our nation's borders. We have illegal aliens that are not only coming across our border, they're tunneling under it. We have thousands of people that are overstaying their visas and not going home when they're supposed to. And that's a situation that is neither desirable nor sustainable.
All right, sir, we're going to have to leave it there. And Mr. Sanchez, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to give you a last word. Perhaps you'll both come back and see us at some point and talk about this further. Oklahoma State Representative Randy Terrell joined us on the phone from outside Oklahoma City. William Sanchez of the National Coalition of Latino Clergy joined us on the phone from Tulsa. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.